Well, I could use a little bit of help, and I know we have some friends out there that we had invited to come forward. Would our friends please come forward? Where are our friends who came? Come, come. Let's see, the Lord said, let the children come to me. Where are you? Come on out here. Come on out, have a seat. We're gonna have you guys come on up here. That's right, take the top seat, right there, right there. Let's just have a seat right here, right here. Take a seat right here. Have a seat. Come on, come on. I remind you, this is live, and these kids from all over the universe, so we have not had time to rehearse this. Have a seat. Come on up, have a seat. Most welcome. I want to welcome you all here. You all look amazing. Come on up. Have a seat. All right. Well, today there's a lot of people here today. Is your family out there? Yeah, say Merry Christmas to them. You guys get to say Merry Christmas back to them. All right, well, you know, you guys are dressed, look at you, you're dressed pretty special. Why are you all so dressed today? Why are you dressed so nice today? It's Christmas Eve, and what was the other one? For the birth of Jesus. That has to be a special day, isn't it? Huh? I have to, a couple of, can I ask you a couple of questions? Is that okay? All right, so, tell me how big God is. Come sit down. How big is God? The world? What do you think? More than the universe. What else? Everything that exists. That's an amazing response. Who else? How big is God? Is he bigger than a whale? Yes. Is he bigger than the world? I heard, is he bigger than the universe? Yes. Then why did he make himself so tiny? Why did he make himself so small? He sacrificed. That's an amazing response.
He talked to people firsthand and make them understand the true meaning of giving and understanding.
Oh, they need to hear what you just said. Say it again.
To talk to them firsthand to say what the true meaning of giving is or what it means to be a good person.
Wow. If I asked you that question, wow, wow. Seriously, God made himself so small so that he can talk to you. And tell you all again that how much important it is to give. That's really beautiful. And so God makes himself so small. What is God's name when he's this small?
Jesus Christ.
Say it one, two, at the same time. One, two, three. Jesus Christ. Absolutely. And so what does Jesus want from you? What do you think Jesus wants from you? To do the good for you, right? What else? What do you think Jesus wants from you all? Try our best even if we sin, right? I like, that's an amazing response as well. To follow the Ten Commandments. Did you guys hear that? Okay, what else does Jesus want us to do? Give us Christ the Lord. That sounds wonderful as well. Love him no matter what.
We want everybody to be saved. So we want the trash gone and everything gone.
Yeah, we want the trash gone and everything gone. That's pretty profound, right?
Save the world.
Amen. Jesus comes to save the world, right? Okay. Did you have?
He wants us to have faith.
He wants us to have faith. I think you might have made me fall on that one. I think I'm going to fall on that one. Absolutely. He wants us to believe in him. That's our baptismal promises. He says, believe in me, and he wants us to avoid sin, the trash that you mentioned. Go ahead. Let him into our life to help us. Go ahead. Absolutely. He wants us to pray for the Bible. So, okay, so you know in baptism it says parents are the first parents and the teachers of the faith. You might have done okay by the responses that we hear. Can you imagine that God so big that he can't be contained in his creation? He creates such beauty. And God makes himself so tiny, as these beloved children have said, that he wants to communicate with us. And God wants us to have faith. He wants us to believe in him, and he wants to save us. He wants to throw away the sin and the trash. He doesn't want any of that more. He wants us to be good. He wants us to be like Jesus. So Jesus is the model, as you say, so that we can all become like Jesus. So I want you to say, I'm going to ask, who wants to be a beloved child of God? And your response is, I am a beloved child of God. Who's a beloved child of God? Wow. So let's try that again. Right? That's okay. Hearing is our biggest problem. That's why the Father said, this is my beloved son. Listen to him, because we don't do that too well. So I want to hear, I'm a beloved child. Who's a beloved child of God? I'm praying for all of you. Right? But remember, you were the same way. We're going to try it once again. The response is, I am a beloved child of God. 1, 2, 3.
I am a beloved child of God.
1, 2, 3. We are. That's why Jesus came, to remind us of who we are. Let's give it up for the children. They did a wonderful job. I'm going to ask you to stand up and stay right there. We're going to give your family, we're going to give them a gift. You guys are going to look out there, and I'm going to ask you to extend your hands, because we're going to give your family a blessing. Extend your hands, and we're going to give. No, family, you're going to receive. I know you want to give a gift, but you're going to receive one. Heavenly Father, you have called us your beloved children, and through your Son, you made him so tiny so that you can communicate with us and share your faith with us. We ask through the hearts of these beloved children of God and beloved children of Mary that you bless and bless all of us, dear Lord. Unite us always in your peace. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Can you make the sign of the cross for everybody in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? Amen. Let's give it up for your children. All right, you guys, go back. If they don't leave in 3 seconds, they belong to us.